Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carried for Animals, number 237 shows and counting. And we're just going to keep going and speaking out for the animals. I want to welcome everyone aboard, all you new listeners. Welcome aboard, and I hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back and inviting your friends and family and your sons and daughters, your neighbors, your coworkers to come on board and help the animals, because the more voices out there and action takers, the better. So we're going to go on with the show. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carried for Animals, which is on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. All these shows are recorded live every Thursday and archived on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to go back and listen to any of the shows, you're more than welcome. And that site is www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carried for animals. There was 163 shows I did on Marty Oakley TS Radio Network. And you can go and listen to those shows, www.blogtalkradio.com, and search Voices Carry for Animals, or you can search my name, Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R, or you can put in Marty Oakley. And a big, huge thank you to her for, you know, allowing the Voices Carry for Animals. So she's the one that got started, and I was her host for several years. It's gone over 5.5 years total, speaking out for the animals with both TS Radio Network and also Animal Advocates Radio combined. We are the voices of the animals, everyone, and we must be heard. Because the animals, they cannot speak out for themselves. They cannot defend themselves. We are the animal defenders. And as Ray Bittner would say, hey, we're strength in numbers. And that is so true, because the more of us that come together and bond and do our actions, whether it's called the legislators or sign petition, write emails, write letters, make appointment with the legislators, you know, the better it is, the faster the changes start happening for the positive. We want to bring the negative into the positive, and it can be done. So please, you know, take some time, meaningful time, if you haven't already, and do your part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part. Feel compassion and mercy, and just put yourself in their feet or paws. And if you don't like it, or if it's something you don't see, please do something. If you see animal cruelty going on, please report it, because they cannot call the police themselves. They cannot make reports. So everyone, just do your part, because together we can all make a difference. We just got to at least try. And if we don't try, we won't succeed. So let's see the victories keep coming in. one after the other, rocking 2019 legislation all the way to the end. And 2020, the year, is coming up the sidelines. So just to think of the animals that's out there suffering, and every day, every minute, every second, if they're in distress or pain or getting tortured or neglect, it all counts. And it's so sad what some of them's going through, because some of these critical issues have rolled over from the 20th century on to the 21st century that need our immediate attention, put it in the spotlight and addressed. And let's see a better and safer world for these animals and futures, because they do matter. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. Marty Oakley, a big shout out to her again, because she helps promote this show on the PPJ Gazette. She has some hot topics on there involving animals, humans, and environments, elderly. So please check it out and some of her shows, because she's got some great shows going on with some great topics. TS Radio Network. Thank you, Marty Oakley, for all you've done and what you're doing now. A woman with a very strong voice, and she's out there trying to wake everybody up. Okay, so let's do something, make this a better world to live in from all angles. I'm going to bring my guest, and I want to welcome her back, Ray Bittner. She's the director of operations at Community Cats United. And also her grandson, Skyler Groskinski. He's 10-year-old volunteer for the Community Cats United. We're going to have him speak also. And we want to welcome him aboard. And a big shout out to all his, you know, his teacher and his classmates, the principal at his school, because we're going to be playing this back. And we're going to, you know, he's starting out young, and that's what we got to do. We have to, with the children today, you know, to learn how dignity and respect, and how to look out for the animals and watch their backs and make sure they're protected. You know, the awareness going out there, and within classmates, they can, you know, discuss things. If you see a child, sees another child doing something wrong, then, you know, he should tell them about it, because you can't just go up and hit animals or pull their tails or their ears. You know, they need to be treated with dignity and respect. But I'm going to go ahead and bring Ray on first, and then I'm going to bring her grandson on. But Ray, how are you this evening? Welcome back to Voices Care for Animals. This is great. You're a big supporter too, and thank you so much.
Hey,
how are
Daddy,
you?
Thanks. I'm doing great. Thanks for having us on again.
Hey,
always
no problem. Anytime. Anytime.
Well,
the
you know,
exposure.
As adults, we sometimes think at the adult level, and we fail to take into consideration that, you know, like my grandson, he sees what I do. He watches me. He's watched me for years, and he wanted to get involved. He wanted to help. And kids, they're a lot smarter than we give them credit for. And if we introduce them into this type of work that we do early, you know, they're going to carry it on. When we're done, when we're gone, we need another line of defense. And the kids of today are that defense. And so I've been trying really hard. We all are trying really hard to figure out how to get the kids involved. And what better way to figure it out than from the mouths of the kids? And Skyler's got kind of a big announcement that he wanted to make. Is that okay for him to do it now?
Well, of course. I'm going to bring him on. His name is Skyler Groskinski, and he is a 10-year-old volunteer for Community Cats United. Welcome there, Skyler. How are you? And you're also a big supporter of the show. You listen a lot. This is great. How are you this evening?
Good.
Good? All right. And I want to give you a big thank you for all you're doing for the community cats out there. because it's so meaningful and so heartfelt. You know, so keep up the great work you're doing, because you got a big heart out there. But you want to go ahead and make that announcement that you want to tell the audience? Go right ahead.
I surely do. So, Beth announced our new group. Our new group is United Community Cats United, the Next Generation. Just for kids.
Oh, this is great. And it's on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Oh, this is great. And you started it. That's what your grandma told me. She said you started the group. Or is it a group or page?
It's going to be a group.
Oh, this is nice. And you want to go ahead and, because our topic tonight is going to be helping community cats and what is trap, neuter, and return. But you want to go ahead and tell the audience out there what all you do for the community cats, because you got something going on here. I mean, it's so meaningful what you're doing, because all animals matter, you know, all lives matter. So we want to make their life as best as possible and let them live in comfort and peace and happiness. But go ahead and tell us what all you're doing there for Community Cats United. Right ahead. You're live and on the air.
Thank you.
Got to talk a little louder.
We trap cats. We take them to the vet. We spay them. We neuter them, and then we go. And then if they're sick, we take them home, and we give them the shots to get better, and they. And then when they're all good, we release them back to the wild and set them up houses and feed them every day.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you make sure that they got food and water, they're spayed, and they're living comfortably. And this is, it's a what you call a colony that you're talking about, right? That they get back to release, and you keep an eye on them, and you spend time with them, and make sure they're happy. I mean, they're just, their lives are so, you know, mean so much too. And you have a big heart out there, you know. And I was saying too, Ray, before, in these schools, they ought to give some more education to these, you know, in these classes and stuff about how to help animals out, you know, how you can get involved. And because the word just travels, you know, within, it's a human chain reaction. And when we get the word out there, you know, helping these animals that's in distress or they need our help, then it's the better.
Right.
And last week when the show, you know, I'm sorry, everyone, last week Blog Talk Radio was having technical difficulties. So I moved in a guest to another date and just came up with the Community Cats United this week. Excited all about the show. And this is great, Skylar, what you're doing. It's amazing. You got this group going and everything, and just keep it up, you know, because you're out there and you're doing something. You're not just, you know, looking the other way, and you have a heart for these animals, because once a human and an animal bond, it is amazing. You open your heart to them and communicate just like our pets at home and everything. So all animals should have a TLC home, you know, and
yeah,
they're living outside. So you're trying to make it the best way they can. And you go and then you get your classmates. Do you get your classmates to help you out and, you know, spread the word and about how the treatment of animals should be, you know, treat them fairly and show them compassion and love and care. That's where it starts. Yeah, go ahead.
Every single cat deserves the same exact amount of loving. And how...
Yep.
I want to talk about how we helped a cat, our cat now named Buster. He's really healthy. We found him under a wood pile of sticks. We helped him. We gave him his shots. We took care of him, and now he's a really healthy cat.
Oh, and this is great news. Yes. A healthy cat.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say, I want to talk about how we saved a cat named Buddy. He was dumped out on the street by some people because he was very sick, and when we found him, we took him to the vet, and he said he only had about 2 weeks to live, right?
Yep.
2 weeks to live, and we took care of him, and he lived almost a year. He passed away last April.
Hey, but you did what you could to help save, him. And that's the main thing. And we have a caller calling in, but I'm going to be taking call here in probably closer to 7:30. And if anybody wants to speak, the area code is 310-982-4270. And press 1 in the queue, and I will let you speak. I'll just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations. You're more than welcome. Come on board. But I'll be area code 989, the first caller. I'll be taking a call here in a few minutes. But, Skyler, this is absolutely heartwarming what you're doing. I mean, I know your grandma is proud of you so much because she loves the animals too. And she multitasking, not only cats, but she crosses over and helps other animals and joins these other shows because, on this radio platform here, stand up for all the animals in need. So, she joins in. And that's the main thing is teamwork, coming together. That's when you see the victories come in, and seeing better lives and futures for them, what they so well deserve. Right, Ray? I mean, it's there. It's all in, everybody wants to see that.
Like Skyler was just a second ago, they can't fix themselves. They can't feed themselves, take care of themselves. And, he's been such a big help for me. And he learns, the right way to do things, the right way to take care of animals. And he's helped me so much, Debbie. I mean, I'm always bringing something home, a couple years ago, I brought a pigeon home. It was frozen to the sidewalk. His wings were froze to the sidewalk. And I went and got him, brought him home, and I knew he was really, really injured. I didn't realize how injured until I got the rehabber out here. And he ended up having to be put down. His neck was broke. But Tyler sat and held that bird. We had him wrapped in the towel so that his head wasn't bobbling around. And he loved on that bird, and he talked to that bird. He cried with that bird. And, everybody, it's just a pigeon. Well, it's still alive. It's a breathing, living creature that didn't need to be frozen to a sidewalk and die there. And when you teach kids young, he was like 8 years old when that happened. When you teach them young that no matter what it is, I don't care what it is, what kind of animal, if you teach them love and compassion young, it's going to carry over into their adult years, and they're going to spread the word. They're going to help. and they're going to bring more people in. You know, what better voice to reach the children than children? You know, us adults, we can go into those schools and we can talk all day long and we can tell our stories. But when a child stands up and tells them, you know, I held this bird and I love that bird, or I held this kitty, you know, while it cried, suffering and sick, and I gave it love, that resonates with those kids more than any story I could ever tell them.
Mm-hmm. It means so much to teach them young. That's the main thing, you know, because the generations coming up are, you know, I mean, our kids, our grandkids, great-great-grandkids, and it's going to go keep moving up. And the more we teach them, the more awareness we bring them, education, the better. You know, so we cannot give up.
We have to reach to practice TNR. You know, I mean, it's so important that we spay, not just cats, dogs, you know, all, and, you know, there's even rabbits. You can take rabbits and get them spay and neutered because they, as you know, produce a lot faster than cats do. And there's a severe issue with rabbits. So, you know, any time we can get kids involved in the process, I think it's a great day. And, you know, Skylar, he's got such a big heart. He sees animals now. He wants to bring every single bird, rabbit, critter home. I mean, he reminds me of me when I was little, you know. I'm like, okay, we only have room. But, you know, and he's learned that. Like, we've got three cats right now that I got from a hoarding situation, and you know, I don't have room for these cats. I've got dogs and cats and quarantine, and so rather than turn them out on the street, you know, and just let them go, we built an enclosure for them, and we've got the new enclosure in the front yard. The kids can go out there and talk with the kitties, and we're working on socializing them because they just didn't have any of that. And they come out, and we just got done putting all fresh straw down because we got some snow today. It's really cold out there. So we stuffed all the houses with more straw and, you know, spread it out on the ground because there's snow out. And we just got done feeding them and giving them fresh water. And, you know, that's, when they see it being done, like just a part of everyday chores, you know, it's just a part of what we do. It just becomes like a part of what we do. You know, it's not like it's a job or you have to go out of your way to be nice to an animal. It should just be a part of who we are. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's why we want to set this, get this group up and going, Community Cats United, the next generation. We want the younger people to have a place they can go, learn what it's all about, get involved, ask questions, you know, share your stories, you know, and if there's kids on there helping other kids, what a great thing for kids to be able to do, you know. And it's not just for cats. I mean, you know as well as I, we all cross over. We do elephants, cats, dogs, chickens.
That's,
you know,
right.
There's room enough for all of them. And that's the big thing with kids. And I just wish that, you know, you had said earlier about the schools. You know, they've got art and football and all these other extracurricular classes. Why not have a class just to learn about caring for animals? I mean,
That would be great. Yeah.
You know, it sounds like something people should know, but city kids, and I'm not singling out anybody, but they don't, you know, I was raised on a farm And so I was taught very young how to take care of animals, you know, and we had just about every kind of animal, and we took very good care of them. And it's not, you know, you don't just get a dog and hook it up on a chain with a doghouse. That's not taking care of an animal, you know.
That's right.
And we were taught young that if you see an animal hit on the side of the road, my mom was just a big stickler on it. You don't know if they're dead or not. And even if they are dead, we move it off the road, have a little respect for that animal. If you can bury it, bury it. If not, at least move them off the road. And, you know, we found a lot of animals that weren't dead, that were just injured. And, you know, they give up because they're in the middle of the road. You know, but if you don't, it's just so important to teach kids the importance of animals. I mean, imagine our life without them. What in the world would we do, you know?
Well, you're right. You know, they bring their, you know, these animals are unconditional love. And they bring, you know, with a lot of, I mean, with a lot of people in the world that have pets at home, and some of them have a lot, some have just one or two and different kinds, but it doesn't cost anything to be kind to an animal or another human being. It costs zero. And
that's
I mean, nothing. There's nothing. It is not going to cost anybody to be nice to any animal out there and show them dignity and respect. Because I don't know, Ray, I see a lot of stuff going through, you know, the social media, and some of these animals are in such distress from these photos and videos and stuff. It's like, how can anybody be so heartless and cruel where an animal, a child, or an elderly person is totally defenseless? You know, we have to be their defenders, because if we don't, it's just going to get worse, you know.
And
so,
makes it so, because kids watch the news too. Kids are exposed to the same stories. They don't understand, you know, and we need to teach them there are things that we can do. And everybody can make a difference. It doesn't cost, like you said, it doesn't cost anything. If you see an animal that's being abused or injured or whatever, neglected, you pick up the phone. It didn't cost you anything. You know, and, you know, it's just people, the kids see so much online and on TV and, you know, they don't really know exactly as a kid, what can I do? Well, that's why we think this group, this new group, is going to be beneficial, because it's somewhere that they can figure out what to do. They do have a voice. Their voice does matter, and it does make a difference. You know, kids have to have an outlet too.
That's right. They have to, you know, we have to be aware. Yeah, because this is not Donald Duck, you know, Mickey Mouse world.
Right.
This is the real deal out there. You know, it's not a pretty picture from a lot of angles. You know, issues from everywhere. So if we're out there being silent and not doing anything, the violence just continues and gets worse. So we have to take action, everyone. Contact your legislators out there. You know, be professional and polite. And just give them, you know, you can email them, write letters, call them, and, you know, express yourself, because our voices are our votes on everything. So we don't speak out.
And kids can do that too. Kids can write letters to their legislators, and don't think a minute that they won't know. That's from a child, you know, and a lot of times even something that simple can open somebody's eyes and say, whoa, here's a kid, you know, standing up for animals, and I'm just sitting here behind my desk not doing anything.
That's right. You know, I mean, I had Yeah, I mean, their voices matter too. We want to make a, you know, better lives and futures for all future generations coming up, because our ages don't stop here. So we have to keep going and thinking positive, bringing the negative into the positive. You know,
absolutely.
We want to hear more good news than bad news, because bad news dominates the good news. We got to somehow get that changed around. You see the good news coming in, then here comes 10 more things that's bad. So we got to constantly keep going. We cannot stop, you know, not give up, because if we give up, we automatically lose. And I got a caller here on area code 989. Skylar and Ray, I'm bringing them on. You're live and on the air. Try to refrain from any noises in the background. Go right ahead. How are you this evening? Welcome aboard Voices Carry for Animals. Go right ahead.
Hi, Debbie. It's Beth Frank.
Hi,
Ray. Hi,
Beth. How are you?
Good. Hey. How are you?
Hey, fine, thanks. Thanks for calling in. And Beth Frank, she is the founder. And thanks for all you do, Beth. This is great.
And thanks for all you do, too. I had a call in because I had a call in to thank Skylar for all he does for animals and for thinking up this new group. It's a great idea, and Skylar is such a great example of what we all could be if a 10-year-old young man can help animals. We have no excuse why we can't.
That's right. Agreed. Yep.
So thank you very much, Skylar. Skylar's done videos for us with his sister, Allie. I wish she had gotten on too, but Skylar and Allie have done some great video, fun videos for us too.
That's wonderful. Wow. Skylar, you're doing a great job there. And is there anybody you want to shout out to, like your classmates, your teacher, your principal? Go ahead, tell them, say hello over the air, because you're doing a wonderful job on air, on the radio. And Love is going to love to have you back. This is awesome, Ray. Thank you. I'm glad we brought him on. Yep. But Scott, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. Do you want to say hi, a big shout out to anybody that you want to know? Because you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to give my huge shout out to Grandma Lisa, because she has helped me when technical difficulties, and she helps me whenever I'm sad and down and out when I'm sick. And my dad.
Yes. That's
wonderful.
You forget
your sister, Skylar.
Allie.
Yeah. What about your teachers and the principal? You want to say hi to them? Classmates. Because they're going to be listening, you know, playing this back. So go ahead and say hi to them. You're doing a wonderful job.
Hi, everybody at John Adams.
Yeah. And I know everybody's proud of you. Yes.
I want to give a huge shout out to my fourth grade teacher, Miss Mahaka.
Good. Yes, and your classmates, you want to say hi to them, because we're going to be playing it in the class.
Hi.
And you can encourage all of them to say, hey, look what I'm doing, and I'm encouraging everybody to do something also, because every effort counts out there, helping the animals out. They're a big part of our world. We shouldn't have to, push them under the carpet or ignore them, or, you know, their rights should be granted, not violated. So they're important too.
All kids can make a difference. Stand up for animals.
All right. That's right. Make a difference. Stand up for animals. I'm going to use that, Skyler, okay? Because I like that a lot. That's awesome. And if anybody wants to, and Beth, you can stay right on air, okay? And you too, Skyler. I got another call coming in. We got the queue. It's packed. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Area code 425. You're live and on air. Go right ahead. Any questions for your guests, Ray or Skyler? Go right ahead.
Hi, Debbie. My name's Vicki Ferretta, and I have a question for Skyler.
Okay.
I'm wondering if he has helped his grandma trap cats, trap any of the community cats.
Yes.
What do you think is the funnest part of doing that?
The door closing.
You're so right.
Well, you got
what do you think
victory.
Is the hardest part?
The hardest part is getting them to get in.
You're right again. Sounds like you've been doing it and are getting experienced. I'm just really glad to hear about this new program that you're starting and that you've been such a good help to your grandma. I help a lot of community cats myself, too, and I just really am happy to hear that there's youngsters that are also getting interested in it. So I just wanted to thank you. You have a good show.
You too.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for calling in, too, okay? And keep listening
you bet.
To the shows and spreading the words, because the more
you
voices,
bet.
The better.
All righty.
Voices, yes, thank you. Voices care for animals. They do care for animals. We just got to do a chain reaction. And we got another caller from area code 715. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Voices care for animals. Go right ahead. Do you have any comments or questions for the guests, please?
I would like to say thank you to Skyler and for Ray for doing what they are doing and getting the word out there and helping these animals. And I think it is totally amazing that a 10-year-old is doing this.
Yes. Yes, it is. Definitely. Yeah, go ahead, Skyler. You can answer her.
Hi, Grandma Lisa.
Hi, buddy. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Is that Grandma Lisa? Oh, welcome
that
aboard
is
there, Grandma,
Grandma
Lisa.
Lisa. All the way from Wisconsin, yep. I'm listening to him, and I'm so proud of for what he is doing.
I bet. This is awesome.
It is amazing. So, but I just wanted to tell him to keep up the good work and keep doing what you're doing and spread the word with your friends, honey, because animals are very important to everyone.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are, buddy. And thank you, Ray, too, for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Grandma Lisa. You made him get teary-eyed.
Oh.
Well, I'm very proud of him. I might be a long ways away, but I am very, very proud of him. So he's doing an amazing thing with these cats.
Allie's a little shy to go on, but she wants to say hi to everybody, too. Here, let me put her on here quick.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
She's a little shy.
Hello.
How
are you?
We're all a little shy.
Allie is 7, and she's a big help with the animals as well. She wants to keep every single one of them. Of course, you know, we want to find them all home, so...
Allie, thank you for what you do. You're on the radio, and welcome aboard. And you got a big heart, 7 years old. That is
awesome.
Yeah,
I'm proud
awesome.
Of you, Allie.
Yeah.
She's turning red.
She's turning red? You'll have to play this back for her, okay, Ray? Mama Cat.
I will.
Play it back for Skyler and the whole, you know, family and stuff and... And this is all archived, so you'll have it, you know, as long as talk, as Blog Talk Radio is around, it's archived, so you can always go back and listen to it and share.
Wow, amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
Amazing.
Allie, so you can go and, you know, after the show, half hour later, you could go back and listen to it. And you too, Skyler. You're our little man advocate, animal advocate. And the way you're going, you're going to be doing this probably for a long time, because you're interested in it. And everyone with trap, neuter, and return, it helps. You know, a colony caretaker is an individual or a group of individuals who manage one or more feral collies in a community. The caretaker keeps an eye on the cats, providing food, water, shelter, spay and neuter, and emergency medical care. Some shelters and rescue groups even give out free or low-cost spay and neuter coupons to colony caretakers. So, isn't that great?
Yes, and we have to feed 5 colonies every single day.
Okay, and I got another caller. We got a packed house tonight, so this is great. Thank you, everyone, tuning in. Area code 989, another call. Go ahead. You're live and on the air. You got any questions or comments for the guest?
Hi, my name's Michelle. And
hi, Michelle.
I think it's great, Skyler, that you're putting together a new group on Facebook. That should be a lot of fun.
I'm so excited.
It sounds like it. Yeah. So I have a question. I heard something, but I don't think I heard all of it. I think your Grandma Ray was talking about something about straw. So what was she doing with the straw?
We built an enclosure for our kitties, for our 3 new kitties. And we built an enclosure for them, and we put straw down, and we got them new food and water, and they seem to be happy.
Oh, okay. So, what do you have to do to help the kitties get ready for winter, the ones that are always outside?
Put fresh straw in their houses. It keeps them warm.
Okay. Do you have anything you do special to keep their food fresh and warm?
No. No, unfortunately.
We put it in an enclosure.
We put it in an enclosure so it doesn't get snowed.
Okay.
We put a tarp over the kitties. Wire. Made out of chicken wire.
Oh, that sounds really cool. That's a neat idea. So maybe in your new Facebook group, you'll end up posting pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for everything you do, Skyler.
Thank you, Michelle.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling in and joining in there. And what was your first name?
Michelle.
Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. And keep spreading the word, you know, about these shows, because we're out there trying to help animals in need on this radio platform. You know, contact the legislators and, you know, spreading the word and getting the word out there that they need help. They need more help.
Right.
And
right.
When we come in.
Well, thank you, Debbie.
You're so welcome. You know, so trying to, you know, 237 shows tonight. I'm going to keep going over 5 years. Almost about 5.5 years. Staying up for all the animals in need.
Yep, those community cats need all the help they can get.
That's right, because it's not only where they're at, it's all over, you know, the world. So, not just nationwide, but all over the world. So, whatever we can do to make their lives better and, you know, chain reaction out there, because they need us. They can't live without us. They, you know, they rely on, especially our pets at home too. They rely us on food and water and taking them out, taking them to the vets, you know, spending time with them, communicating with them. And so, but we want to see all these animals living at, in a happy home.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Yep. Well, it's been nice talking to you, but I've got to go. So.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And you have a great evening, okay?
Thanks, I will. Bye, Skylar.
Have a good rest of your day.
Skylar, are you there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Hey, Skylar, you got a big fan club going up, so you, when you get that group up, let me know, and I'll pass it along too, okay?
Okay. Hey, Debbie.
Yeah.
Did you, how many cats have you helped?
Yep.
How many cats do you think you helped with your show?
How many what?
Animals.
How many animals? I tell you, when I get on this radio platform, I hit all angles, you know, of them out there. And within, you know, sharing on social media, contacting legislators, signing petitions, you know, this all, every effort counts, everyone. And it's, it can't get no easier than to be at home, help make changes in the front of your computer, your phone, you know, your, if you have a fax or copier, it's all there. So when you see some victories coming through, which I've seen a lot, Ray, this year alone, you know, from every angle, worldwide. So when you're, when you, you know, take action, you're a part of it when there is positive changes come through for the animals. You're making their lives better, you know. In this household, there's two cats and a dog, and they were abandoned. So they needed attention, you know. So we...
Yeah.
All have to do our part. Make it better.
Even if it's one at a time, it's the difference.
That's right. If it's one at a time, you know, you're making a difference for that one animal. And then if you look, Mama Cat, there's millions of people in this world, you know, that can take action. That's what we're here for. Help one another out and where the disasters that's happened. You know, look at the hurricanes and the fires, and there are animals involved in that too. Floods. So whatever we could do out there, it's a chain reaction coming together.
Yeah, the kids were extremely upset about all the animals that got left behind in that last hurricane. Not the one this year, the one that hit Florida last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all over the news, animals that were left behind. And I tried explaining that sometimes people think that they're keeping the animals safe by leaving them in the house. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. But, you know, even that is improving because more shelters are allowing the animals to come there. But when, you know, when you have a field full of cows, or horses, or, you know, pigs, whatever you have, it just makes it very difficult to know what to do for them all.
Yeah, because, I mean, them hurricanes, and there's been people that leave out the dogs on the chains, you know, during hurricanes. And there is no excuse for that. You know, this Jennifer Kennedy, she's been on the show several times, you know, from Falls Across America. And she has a big issue about chaining dogs. You know, they're left out, no water, no food, or in extreme hot weather or extreme cold weather. I mean, there is so many issues here that need attention, Ray, that it's unbelievable.
Yeah, when my kids, we had a neighbor that they had the most beautiful red chow. It was just a beautiful dog. And that poor thing lived on about a 3-foot long chain. chained to a doghouse, and that was his life. That's all he got. They would, you know, throw a food out there for him. Nobody ever loved him. Nobody ever took him for walks. He was there to watch that backyard, and that's all he did. So my kids would sneak over there. She thought she had such a great watchdog. My kids would sneak over there and play with him and bring him toys. And then when they were done, they'd take the toys back so that, because they'd just throw them in the trash. And so they would sneak over there every day after school before she got home from work, so that they could play with the dog. You know?
Well, I know. It's called K9 Unchained USA. Everybody check that out. It's a, you know, group or a page. And give Jennifer Kennedy, you know, some attention, because she's trying out there. She is relentless about these chains on dogs left in yards, and they don't have enough room to run around. You know, she's out there trying to get the word out. Unchain them. You know, they deserve to be in a home.
They can't get away from them. They can't, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous. You see these animals out on a chain. There's 3 foot of snow. How are they supposed to stay warm? That doghouse does not get warm. They can't move around to generate warmth. You know, and these are issues that kids need to learn, you know, again, back with the kids, so that they don't do the same things that have been happening all these years to these animals.
Yeah, because we feel, they feel, you know, so it's something else what's going on out there.
He's so upset when people bring in their animals to the shelter and dumping them. My saying is last breath. If you're not going to keep an animal forever, don't get it. You know, and that's okay if you get an animal. It's okay. But what's not okay is to have an animal for a couple years or whatever, and then, you know, I see it all the time. Well, I'm moving and I can't keep them. Well, then you move into a house where you can keep them. That excuse just drives me crazy.
Yeah, that's right, because they have a choice.
I make sure my dogs go. If my dogs can't go, don't go.
That's right.
You know, so
they have feelings just like us. So when they get, you know, after a certain age and they get, you know, put back to the shelter, you know, that affects them. You know, they're used to being in a nice home or, you know, comfortable. And then all of a sudden they get rid of them and say, okay, we don't want you no more for whatever reason. You know, they have feelings. Yeah. They're like, they are family members. They're our furry family members. And they bring joy into our lives. You know, they're
just crazy.
Unconditional love.
You know, there's another group here in town. It's kind of small, but they make a big difference. It's One Dog at a Time, Colorado. And they just kind of giving them a shout out, Cody and a bunch of them, and they take in older dogs and they find them homes. And, you know, it's like these older animals that end up in the shelter, just, it's like stabbing me in the heart. You know, how can you take, because people don't normally adopt old dogs or cats, you know, and they have made mission to make sure that these animals are given a voice. And, you know, maybe you only have a couple years left with them, and that's okay. You know, people want to help these, and there's, you know, you'd be surprised how many people have stepped up and adopt these older dogs, which is amazing too, you know.
Because their lives matter too. You know, they
absolutely,
they feel what we do. And if we don't, you know, I see all these animals, you know, going through cross-posting of, they have a couple days to live and to get the safety and everything. It is heartbreaking when you see them, you have to get, you know, put down, killed, or, you know, it's so sad because they cannot speak out here and ask us, hey, I need help. I need a home. We have to do it for them.
We do.
And everyone out there, spay and neuter your pets. Adopt, don't shop. Go to your nearest local animal shelter. Find your new furry loved one or loved ones. Because
absolutely,
they're waiting for you. You know, more adoption events out there. You know, I've seen them on, where on the news they have, hey, got an animal for adoption, or they, you know, promote even on the AM or FM radio in the newspapers. So if we have more than that all the time, we have to be a part of the solutions, not the ongoing problems. So that's a big plus what they're doing. You know, so we have to, because I heard 5 to 7 million a year. I've heard 7 to 9 million healthy adopted animals get put down. And that's not fair to them. You know, overcrowding.
Sure. And then we've got these breeders that are breeding 20,000 plus dogs a year, you know, selling these inbred sick animals to, you know, PetSmart and different places. And it's just, there's so many being put down in the shelters, it just drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't stop.
Skyler wanted to say one more thing before the show ends, so I'm going to give him back the phone.
Okay, go ahead, Skyler. How are you? Thanks for coming on this evening.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm looking forward to having you back next year, okay? I'll tell your grandma and we'll set it up.
So I wanted to talk about our cat Noelle, but my grandma got her tame around her. Now we're trying to get her tame around me, my sister, and the rest of the family. Well, because she likes to hiss and spit at me. I call her Larry because she has a Larry type of attitude. She spits and she taps me. She never uses claws on me. She only used claws on me once, and that was on my hand. And that's just because I was petting her, and I went back to pull up my pants, and she was. And then when I went to go pet her again, she just got me. She got me pretty good too.
Oh, no. But anyway, Skyler, when you get this group started, let me know, okay? And try to take some pictures with these community cats and everything. And I'll get them spread out around, okay? Because we got to work together. We got to be a team, all right?
Okay.
And we got a couple minutes down, everyone. Beth Frank, the founder, thank you for calling in this evening. And thanks for all you do. Michelle out there, thank you for calling in. And Grandma Lisa, your Grandma Skyler, thank you for calling in. And Ray, thank you for coming back on tonight. And Skyler, looking forward to having you back on, both of you, in 2020. And keep up the great work and inspiring work you're doing. You're an inspiration to humans and animals. And thank you so much. And everyone, next week, we have Chris Kelly Foundation coming on, the founder. She'll be, we want to welcome her aboard, 7 o'clock Eastern next Thursday night. Want to give a big shout out to these Facebook groups for helping promote these shows every Thursday. Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, Megan Mason, Holly Smith, Voices Carry for Animal Support Group on Facebook. Thank you, everyone that's on there with me. Admins, a big, huge thank you. The Paul's Call Show, fans of animal rights. Arlene, thank you a lot. Well, you're doing help fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman, Voice for Animals on Facebook. Thank you. Voice for Animals on Twitter. Sean Walters, Paul's Pet Foundation, Sam Diaz, a big, huge thank you to him for all he's done. He's a former guest. Also, We Love Pit Bulls podcast on Blog Talk Radio, Dine Lynn Echo. Thank you for all standing up for the Pit Bulls. And also, We Love Pit Bulls on Facebook. Also, Ask Sue Radio Show, Sue Davies. Thank you for all you do and help promote. She's a radio host also on Blog Talk Radio. Please listen to her shows. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Have a great and peaceful evening. Looking forward to, you know, coming on next week and tuning in. That's the main thing. Keep spreading the words. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ray. Wife, Skylar, and Allie. I got to bring up Allie. Thank you, Allie. Good night, everyone, and may God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Daddy.
Bye-bye. Looking forward to coming again, Skylar. Bye-bye, Allie,
okay.
Too. Big hugs. You did wonderful.